Joining us right now by phone, I have Will Condon, my good friend from Leadership Pensacola Class of 2016, best class ever. He is the president of the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart. Will, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, thanks so much for having us this morning.
Hey, great to have you. So, you know, everybody's getting in their car at different times. We got people that had just gotten in their car like a minute ago, and they maybe haven't heard us talk, perhaps haven't heard us talk about this at all, and we want to tell them what we're doing. We're raising money today for what?
Yeah, so this is our annual radiothon. We have it each year, and each year our radiothon supports a different project for the Children's Hospital. And this year, it's supporting the purchase of a new neonatal intensive care unit ambulance. So what this ambulance does is it goes, picks up premature babies all throughout the region, brings those babies back to Studer Family Children's Hospital so they can get the highest level care possible. They grow up, they get big, they leave our hospital, and they live a healthy life.
It's such a vital piece of work that, yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, they know what Sacred Heart does. They kind of have heard about the Children's Hospital. Maybe they even know we've got this amazing NICU there. But don't realize, and I think even I didn't realize, just how frequently your hospital gets used for these very, very early in their life cases. And you have to go get them because, you know, they're coming here from other hospitals that just don't have the capabilities that you guys have, right?
Yeah, that's right. We transport over 400 critically ill babies a year from regional facilities to our hospital, but we also internally, Andrew, birth about 800 more babies a year that use our NICU as well. So really what this NICU and our children's hospital are able to do is keep more families local, keep more families whole during really trying times in their life.
That number is amazing. I mean, Carol Carlin earlier in the show, she was telling us that you put a lot of miles on these ambulances bringing pediatric cases and bringing neonatal cases. Did you say that you have more than one per day that you are bringing in from other hospitals regionally because they really need the unique facilities that you have there?
Yeah, that's correct, Andrew. I mean, I was up there this morning before I came over to the mall for Radiothon, and we have 52 NICU babies in our hospital today.
Wow.
So, you know, we're caring for a lot of sick babies, caring for a lot of families, and like I said, keeping a lot of families local.
And again, this project in particular it's so obvious to me. Once you understand what it is, the NICU is great once you're there. The problem is that getting the infant from wherever they are to the NICU, all of that time, whether it's a half hour or 3 hours, they're not at the highest possible quality level of care that we would like to get them into the NICU for, but this unit, this neonatal transport unit, will make it so that the trip itself is at NICU standards. Is that the idea?
Yes, sir. I mean, it is literally our NICU on wheels. I mean, it has all the equipment that we have at Studer Family Children's Hospital for these critically ill premature babies. The team that's on that truck is in constant communication with our medical director in the NICU, in transport, making sure that baby's getting exactly what they need as he or she is transported back to Studer Family.
That's amazing. So the price tag, Carol was telling us earlier, was that we're talking about somewhere in the 350, third of a million kind of vicinity to pay for that. I mean, it's not cheap to buy not just the ambulance itself, but the all of the things that have to go with it and the staffing for it too, right?
That's correct, yeah. So these donations today will go to buying that new ambulance to make sure our staff has the best equipment possible, safest equipment possible to transport our babies.
So if you want to help, where they're taking donations in person at the Cordova Mall, you've got the tent out front for WEAR. Sue Strawn is out there, Cat Country and ESPN and News Radio. I would have been there this morning, except we had a little bit of a technical issue. Otherwise, I would have been on location. We had to come back here to the station to do the show. But still, you can go there and drop off in person, or you can call 850-416-KIDS, 850-416-KIDS to donate. And Will, we've got a variety of matches that we're working on because, you know, we have such a caring community, such a generous community. We find this out every time we do a fundraiser. But especially right now, we've got other people in the community who are generous with big chunks to double people's contributions, right? Which one are we working on right now?
Yeah, that's right. So Wind Creek Casino will match $20,000. Bill Greenhut has already donated $10,000. And if that gets matched, he will give another $5,000. So we're already sitting at about $45,000 in donations, and it's not even 9 o'clock yet. This runs till 6 o'clock tonight. Pensacola community and the Gulf Coast community has always been supportive of Studer Family Children's Hospital, and I expect today to be nothing different. We're very grateful for everyone's support.
Absolutely. Every dollar matters. And, you know, I know a lot of times when you give to charity, you know, we give a lot to charity, and a lot of times you always ask the question, what difference does my dollar make? And just in this case, you know, your dollar is going to help save babies' lives and give them the highest possible quality of care so that they have the best chance at a rich, thriving, healthy life because of the money that you give today. Is that a fair way to say it, Will?
Very fair, Andrew. I mean, 55 to 60% of our population is Medicaid. So we're caring for anyone who walks through our door, and that's our mission, and that's what we're going to continue to do at Studer Family.
And the ability to take care of those folks, it does take funds, and it does take equipment, and it does take personnel, and you can help make that possible. Again, Will Condon, he is the president of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, and a good friend and a good guy, and I mean, really, you know, I appreciate always you being available, Will, and being so helpful, and I certainly appreciate the work that your folks that you oversee there do. It's amazing stuff. If you want to give again, you can go in person to the mall, right out outside the World Market there at that entrance, or you can call 416-KIDS, 416-KIDS. Will, thanks for the time, sir. Thanks for what you do to serve the community. We appreciate the work.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew, for the support. Hope you have a great day.